opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Good morning, last day of June.
I can't believe it. Halfway through the year, end of the fiscal year.
Here we go. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Liam's at the helm. Good morning. Do we have a national day today, buddy?
We do. National Handshake Day.
Oh. Which went away for 2 years during COVID.
Yes, we were doing elbows.
You know, frankly, you know the bumps, the fist bumps, the the elbow rubs, did you see the one where they did the feet? You put your foot out and somebody else would touch it. You didn't do that?
No.
Okay, how about turn around and just give them a bum push to each other?
No, I didn't do that.
Well, that's kind of fun.
Oh.
I didn't expect that.
Teach his own.
So, good morning, Trish. How are you?
I'm great, Carl. It's a lovely morning.
Isn't it?
So nice and crisp and beautiful. I couldn't believe it. In fact, it's 64 degrees in downtown Reading.
We're looking
for a high today, sunny of 95, and a low this evening of 55. On Friday, sunny and a high of 95 and a low of 65. Saturday, sunny, a high of 91, a low of 63. On Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 83. And Sunday evening, they're looking for a slight chance of showers. I'm really hoping that's going to go away.
Well, you know what? I didn't understand it, and then I remembered it was the Taste of Freedom or something. What is
it? The Anderson Explodes.
Explodes, that's
yeah,
what it
and
is.
We do that on the July 3rd always. So we're going to hope that just goes away.
Well, you
away.
Know what? Let it rain after.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, start at midnight.
Yeah, they did work.
And then rain all night into the next morning.
Clear up early.
Clear up by noon, and then get ready for the 4th of July over at the Civic.
Exactly. But there's a lot of setup and stuff that goes with all these things. So, I mean, I can't imagine they'd really like it really downpouring all morning. But anyway, we're just going to hope it just
puts
this off
that.
For a few days. We'll do without that.
Mm.
And on Monday, for the 4th of July, it's going to be high of only a high of 86, sunny.
Yep.
And then into next week, just high 80s and low 90s.
Is it going to be like that all next week, too?
Yeah, all through Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, we're looking for, highs, very.
Since you're bogarting the weather report there, I didn't know it was going to be not that nice all next week, too.
It is. It's good. So, and that's good. We've had enough of that little spurt of that over 100 for a while. So the weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Well, good morning to you, Trish. And it is a nice, it's a pleasant morning.
I love to work in my yard, and I don't like it when it's already 80 degrees when I get out there at, 7:38 o'clock. That's not nice. This morning it was so crisp I wanted to go out and just kind of deadhead, and it's beautiful, the butterflies, and it's crisp, and it's beautiful. Beautiful, this time.
Well, we have a peach tree, and it went bonkers this year. And every day I'm out there on a ladder because Linda has made, as of last night, 64 jars of peach jelly or jam. Freezer jelly.
Freezer jelly.
64. And
so your freezer's full of peach jam.
Know, yeah, well, come Christmas. Stand by.
There you go.
We're going to be giving it out. The
frozen jams are really good, though.
It is. You know what? It is tasty.
Yeah.
And but it fills up the freezer. Totally fills up the freezer, the top of the freezer.
Yeah.
Nothing else in there but peach jam.
Peach jam.
Plus, we're giving away peaches. to neighbors, whether you want them or not, you're getting a dozen peaches. Yeah. I mean, this was just crazy. So we got to get them all down today. Today and tomorrow.
Because
otherwise they just fall off and rot, and you don't want to waste them. They're very tasty.
Exactly. Yeah, that happens to me with my oranges every year. My orange tree is just prolific, and people see me coming, I don't want any more oranges.
Well, bring a bag in. I can always use orange.
Oh, they're great. Yeah.
Okay. There's so many things to talk about. 8 o'clock, Ready Rancheria is rolling in.
Okay.
And, but between now and 8 is ours.
So if anybody else has got anything, something you got on your mind, we got a free hour here. Give us a call at 605-4567.
I've already heard from Mike Johnson this morning.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. He sent me a text this morning at 6:45 saying, talking about the Department of Justice.
Oh, exactly.
Massive data breach.
Do you know what
leak? It wasn't even a breach. It was a leak. It was from them. Nobody hacked into it.
No, they just opened it up and said, here it is, and anybody who'd like to take a look at any of the records on any of the CCW holders in the state of California, 200,000 of them.
You've got addresses.
Phone numbers,
the
ages.
Whole words.
Copy quick. We're not going to leave it open too long, but just enough for
just
you to get all the information.
Long enough so that it's already been on
the internet. What is the sheriff's with his comments? Because I've had a lot of inquiries about what the sheriffs should get together and do something.
I tell you what, the sheriff's association has made a comment, and I've got that right here. But let's take a break, early break, so we can get into this.
Okay.
All right. So this portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number.
Nice, cool morning. Great bed.
I tell you what, it was tough.
Didn't get any better?
It was tough this morning. You know, Linda gets up like 5 for some. Well, she goes to sleep at 9. So she gets her 8 or 9 hours. And then I could have just stayed there today. I could have just stayed there because my Sleep Number is it allows you to sleep better. And they've even proven it. You know, they've done sleep tests that you sleep better on a Sleep Number bed. And, you know, a lady called in yesterday. I think her name was Tina, that said, We got stuck in one of these overnights and they had to put you in a hotel, you know, because of planes or something like that. But she slept on a Sleep Number. She said it was just absolutely fabulous. She asked the manager or whoever's, you know, at the motel, what kind of beds are these? They're Sleep Number beds. So she had a great night's sleep.
Well, did she come home and buy one?
I don't know, but she should have. I said, you know, going over, get the friends and family there. But the Sleep Number bed is fantastic. We've talked about it for years. You can adjust the bed to your personal firmness in the mattress. My Sleep Number setting was 50 last night. Linda's Sleep Number setting was 35.
My Sleep Number setting's back to 55. That's where I kind of light most of the time.
And why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And now, don't miss Sleep Number's 4th of July special with the Queen 360 C2 Smart Bed. Now, only $899 plus special financing and free home delivery when you add a base. That ends Monday, only at Sleep Number. And the store, of course, is over in the Target Shopping Center. Just stop in, talk to any of the people in there, any of the great people in there. Lay on every bed till you find the one that you want. And remember that, of course, the special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
We were born before the wind. Also younger than the sun. And the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. I can now hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bont and Trish Clark. Today, the last day of June, 7:18 in the morning and 64 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. One of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, receiving the highest grades. And specifically targeted categories, including heart attack care, emergency room care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacement. Shasta Regional Medical Center gets A ratings from all major organizations that look at how hospitals operate. Healing starts here. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm also trapped in the room with Trish, who is fired up over this. Okay. So this is, let's start off with this. Of course, the huge ruling by SCOTUS saying you actually have a right to carry a gun to protect yourself outside your house.
Yeah. That's
you know, I mean, what is so hard to figure out about that? You know what? My favorite part was watching Hollywood's heads explode. You know, just boom. You know, you used to see those things. People get so mad their heads explode. Just watch them. Boom, 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 boom. Exploding over this.
And as they were making their remarks and doing their news conferences, they're all surrounded by guards who are protecting them with
guns. Well, a lot of them have security.
Guns.
Or they have, they have fences right now. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, what it says is you can carry a gun outside your house. It's a huge ruling. It's a great, so what's happened since then? Of course, the big news is, that the Attorney General of California, who has all the CCW information, which is supposed to be sacred and held in private,
yeah.
Because what you're doing is you're identifying people who have guns, and not only are you identifying people who have guns, you gave out their addresses, their phone numbers, the type of guns they have, all of these, and they...
It wasn't even a breach.
No, it wasn't even a breach.
They just put it out there.
Nobody hacked in. They just opened it up under the new gun portal they had.
Yes.
And after they discovered it, several hours or later, probably somebody called in and said, hey, do you know I can get access to this? They shut the portal down. It's too late. The stuff had been
copied. They know it has.
It's out in the internet. So, the California Sheriff's Association, had a press release. Yeah, I heard from Mike Johnson this morning about 6:45. And I'm gonna paraphrase it. They are alarmed to learn of a data breach by the California Department of Justice has made public the personal information of California citizens, concealed carry permit holders. Okay, now parts of these are finding judges, school teachers, you know, government officials that have a CCW. Oh my God, and they're getting, you know. It's out there now, who it is. The California State Sheriff's Association, the CSSA, is using an alert to make aware of the situation so they can take appropriate precautions.
They're gonna notify every CCW holder, they say. They're gonna let each one of us know.
If we've been breached.
Yes.
Okay. Now this is the Department of Justice is doing that. They had contacted them. And the breach included, but not limited to, the names, ages, and addresses of individuals. Names, ages, and addresses. So you're some guy out there going, oh. Because we know that
we've got a few people out there that might do something with that information.
Well, felons, you know, they like to steal guns.
Sure.
And that's how, you know, a lot of their guns they have is from stolen. So now they have addresses of everybody who's got guns. Good. Good.
And that list in Shasta County is pretty darn big because a lot of people in Shasta County have concealed weapons permits.
Now, Department of Justice is going to institute a program to mitigate any harm or damages to CCW holders.
Now, how are they going to do that?
How do you do that? Now,
what are they going to do?
If you get your stuff breached in a major company and they get your, you know, your credit card information and all that, they give you free. Methods of checking your credit and, you know, like, you know, those things that.
Yeah, having said all of that, what do you do to change all that?
Well, how do you do that?
I mean, it is what it is.
I want them to give me a new safe.
Yeah.
To hold my guns. I want a new safe.
I only have the one gun that's listed on my concealed weapon permit. That's all.
Well,
I want everybody to know that.
I want not only that. I want them to move me to a new house.
Well, yeah, because your address. What are you going to do? Change that?
I can't change the address. Yeah. So I want a new home.
Yeah.
There. You know, California. I want a new home because they know where I'm at, so I've got to move. So
yeah.
I'm going to buy a house that is appropriate for myself. And Linda and the horse and any other horses we may want to have, plus having parents move up with us. And so there's a place out in Palisadro I've seen. It's only $945,000, plenty of room for
all
of us and the horses.
But you don't want to tell them because then they'd know where that is.
No. I just Palisadro. I'm not going to tell you which road it's off of or anything else like that. But that's where I need. I need to be moved there. And the California Attorney General has got to make that happen.
I think that because if they're going to, you know, warrant us again these and take care of all of the implications that can happen when some nut's got a list of everybody in Shasta County that owns a gun and has a concealed weapon permit,
you know.
And sure, they can go around and just pick them off one at a time.
Sam Paredes.
You know, I gotta go back.
Okay.
Because here's the deal. We're all so suspicious of whatever happens anymore because, let's face it, we have a lot of reason not to trust these people.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a weird coincidence, just kind of popping out there right after they come out, and then they got a couple new laws that they're trying to put in on
us. I can't wait to talk about that.
Is this all just kind of coincidence?
Yeah, I know.
I don't think so.
Well, okay, now, Sam Paredes, who is a frequent guest on Free Fire Radio here, said that the release of information was either negligent, at the very least, or potentially criminal. We believe that Attorney General Rob Bonta is either massively incompetent, incredibly negligent, are willing to criminally leak information he does not have the authority to leak.
I'm going for the latter.
This is so egregious that he should resign. He has placed tens of thousands of law-abiding citizens in California in harm's way. That's not excusable with a, I'm sorry.
And the problem is, every time they come
it's
in with,
true.
And it, is, true. It, absolutely it is true.
He should resign.
He should resign, and every time they come up with another little niche in this, yeah, you can carry a gun, but, and they keep putting those things on, they end up making criminals out of all of us because the laws become so cumbersome to follow to simply carry a gun or protect yourself. And so there's some little implication every time you turn around that you haven't stored it properly or you haven't put it properly or you haven't it's wild. And they just keep adding all of that nonsense on that makes it – who can remember how many things you have to do before you can take it off?
The information taken from the state's database of concealed carry permit holders included thousands of gun owners' full names, date of birth, home address, race – when their concealed carry permit was issued, what type of permit it was. They also found that the L.A. County database that was leaked there in L.A. County, around 420 reserve officers and 244 judges were also among those who had their information leaked. Now, these are judges who try to keep their addresses, you know, concealed because many of them put bad guys in jail. Not anymore.
This is really far-reaching when you think of the amount of information. And if somebody, and probably they say they know it's copied, if somebody was able to take all of that and get a full copy of it, and then how far is it going to go? How many places is it going to be shared? It's already out on the internet. And I don't know how do you undo that once it's out there. How do you undo the damage that can be done and the information that's available to everybody?
You know, it's unknown whether it was an intentional strike, the leak, or simply an accident from the California Department of Justice.
He should resign. We should demand he resign.
He should. You know what? The Association of County Sheriffs should demand that. This guy does.
He needs to resign.
Now, along with that is, you know, California can't just accept the fact that it's our right to carry a gun. They can't accept this. The lawmakers in Sacramento cannot accept the fact that, hey, we do have a right to carry a gun. We're law-abiding citizens. So,
and the Supreme Court has just confirmed that without any other implication or garbage, it is we have the right.
So Tuesday, Senator Anthony Portantino, a Democrat, you know, there's one thing in common, right? A Democrat from Glendale introduced legislation that said that would update the state's concealed carry to make it more restrictive while also complying with the highest court's dictates. It would create a new statewide application process that explicitly disqualifies applicants who have committed certain felonies. What's already in there?
If you're a felon, you can't get a concealed weapon permit.
Or the subject of restraining orders. And that's already in there. Okay. Applicants would also need to be at least 21, provide three character witnesses, and take an additional firearm storage and safety course. An additional one over the one they take. So they've got to take, what, two courses on firearm safety? Well,
We're not talking rocket science here.
No.
It's how to store a gun safely is kind of a... I mean, that's pretty basic common sense. The thing is,
not only do we give that in the initial class, but when you come back to
renewal, you go through the
safety and storage and new laws, changes in the laws, you know, since then, and then you qualify with your guns. Now, it would deem all the following areas sensitive. It means you cannot, because the exception is taken directly from the Supreme Court ruling, which held the government is allowed to prohibit guns in certain areas, namely schools and government buildings. But he also says these are the following sensitive areas: all school grounds, college, and university campuses. And I think that is, if it's public, they can do that. Government and judicial buildings, which is... Our city, you know, you can walk into the city armed, but the county, you know, you've got to go through the Well, no,
no,
I
you don't.
No, you
no,
don't.
You don't.
Unless
only
you go
the courthouse.
In the courthouse.
Only the courthouse.
In the courthouse. But now it's any government building.
Oh, okay.
Medical facilities, public transit. So if you take a bus or a plane, I guess, or anything, well, if you're already on a plane.
Taxicab, Uber.
Is Uber counted as that?
I don't know.
Okay, public parks and playgrounds. So if you go out to Anderson River Park,
that
means you cannot carry a gun out there.
Yeah.
Public demonstrations. And any place where alcohol is sold. Now, you can't go into bars that, you know, if it shows a sign, it must be must be 21 to enter.
Yeah.
You don't go in, you can't go into those already because they don't serve food. But what he's saying, any place where alcohol is sold is any restaurant.
Yeah, because if you're in a restaurant, even though they serve alcohol, you can have your gun.
You could go into the shack.
You can't drink.
Carrying. You can't drink. Absolutely not. You can't drink, but you could still go into
the
restaurant.
Tap, yeah.
But now they're saying any place where alcohol is sold. Well, any place where alcohol is sold is Safeway.
Well,
any store.
Well, there you go.
So what they've done is they've restricted you from carrying it anywhere. Anywhere.
Except
in
your car and immediately adjacent to your car. Once you get away from your car, you're done.
This is Senate Bill 918. And, this is the state of California for it. So what they're trying to say is, you can have that concealed carry. You just can't carry it anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and
you have every right to, but these are the restrictions.
If this passes, it's another lawsuit because what they've said is you have made it so that I can't even go to the store to buy groceries and be armed.
Yeah.
To protect myself.
And
I'm surprised they didn't say, and I almost hate to say this, movie theaters, any place like that.
Well, they said.
No, they didn't say that.
They didn't
they can still amend it.
Yeah, they can, and they will. You know, this recent one that just passed in the federal government, and we had all the Republicans sign on to it, and it was a kind of a feel-good,
Let's save that until after the break.
Okay.
Can we? Because we're over break now.
Go to the
break. But I know what you're saying, and let's talk about that. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You can still pack in there. It's, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, the River Commons Senior Living is not an assisted living facility. It's for active seniors, great accommodations. They're pet friendly, gourmet chefs. They have it all there. They have it all there, and it's located close to Turtle Bay, so you can walk along the river trail where, you could probably still pack heat on the river trail as of right now. But the thing about River Commons Senior Living is people enjoy it there. They have a great life and they share and they can travel. They don't have to worry about their stuff. They have all those things that mean something to them with them at River Commons Senior Living. For a personalized tour, give Brian a call at 530-238-5981. And see what River Commons can do for you. Find out why River Commons is Northern California's premier retirement community. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, We strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. If we haven't grated on you enough, give us a call.
Yeah.
And tell us what you're thinking about this, that the great state of California, no matter what the Supreme Court of the United States says, oh, well, we're just going to make it harder.
We want to be sure those people just don't get these permits.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, REU. REU's just made, they're out there trimming trees. In fact, the River Trail, parts of the River Trail, along the Sac are going to be closed, today and the next couple of days. Why? Because they're trimming trees back to help fight against the danger of wildfire, the clear electric lines and all that. So be aware of that. And that's what the Redding Electric Utility, this is what they want you to know and understand and hope that you're doing is make defensible space, trim those trees, clean out those gutters, cut those trees away from your house if you can do that. If you've got a bunch of trash on your roof, as it does when wind blows and it kind of accumulates, have somebody or do it yourself, clear that out. So it helps protect your house, put your, put screens up on any type of opening that goes inside the house. And, thanks.
Sorry about
Trish.
That. Sorry about
Trish
that.
Is playing stuff in the background here. Anyway, REU. They're great people. We're gonna get the new director on too here as soon as I can. Okay, when we left, we were talking about how the great state of California just can't accept the fact that SCOTUS says that we law-abiding, now here's the thing, we law-abiding trained people cannot be trusted to carry a firearm into a Safeway, a Raley's, a convenience store. We cannot be trusted to do that. Any place that sells alcohol, my friends, think about this. any place. And the Democrats that got out of committee along party lines, of course. Oh no, that's okay. So what they've done is they're trying to restrict you from sensitive places that they could deem sensitive. And I don't even think that list is finished. Somebody else is going to go, I think we need to amend this and make it any place where people gather.
Yes.
Theaters.
Any place where there's more than X number of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got to do that. Now, do you really think criminals and people who've got nefarious purposes on their mind are going to listen to this, to obey this? Absolutely not.
None. None of the stuff that they do, including, as I referred to just as we were leaving, the piece of nonsense that they passed as a gut reaction with the latest school shooting in Congress in Washington, D.C., where I forget how many Republicans signed on to this feel-good bill that did absolutely nothing to change anything that would have stopped any of the school shootings.
No.
None. Nothing.
But they did put money into hardening the schools. The one thing they could do and do it quickly is harden the schools and make it more difficult for somebody to walk into a school.
Which they should have done
20 years ago.
Exactly.
Well, at least 10 years ago. 10 years ago was Sandy Hook.
Well, and as soon as they said that you can't have a gun on any school grounds, they should have treated it exactly the same way that they've treated courthouses and justices' buildings and all that. Okay, you can't have a gun, so they have a metal detector to make sure you don't. And they have guards to do it.
Well, I tell you what, a metal detector makes no difference. But what we're talking about is fences, things that direct people so you can't walk directly into the school, into the classroom. They've got to come in through one area, and that can be a hardened area. Whereas they're walking through, that they can either be stopped because you've got cameras out there and somebody's carrying a firearm. You lock the doors down, you call 911, you hit the alarm for the school, everything locks down.
But Carl, all they've effectively done, and I've said it before and I'll say it until the day I die, they've significantly put a sign on the front of these buildings that says, feel free to walk in here and take over because you can rest assured nobody on these premises is packing a gun. You can come in here and shoot anybody you want to because nobody's going to take you down. Now, that isn't what it says in a courthouse because they know there's people in there that are armed.
Well, there's the
I
other
think
part.
Our children should be allowed to go to school under the same circumstances that our judges and our elected officials do their work.
Well,
that is, they should be protected.
Patrick Jones brought up this, that they're going to find the money, they're going to take the money and provide a school resource officer at every school in Shasta County, which means an armed
and a trained armed security
individual there. Now,
that should be.
It's up to the school board whether they want them or not. Now, if I was a school board, I couldn't help but think, because the schools have a lot of money right now. Because, they have lots of money right now, and we have the money to be able to put a school resources officer at every school. And, is that the
Our
answer?
Children
no.
Deserve it,
it still has to be, it still has to, things have to be done
they
to
have
make
to
it
be
harder.
Hard. Yeah.
Right. Okay. We've solved that problem.
We could solve all these problems with a little common sense. That's part of the problem is there is no common sense left in this whole stupid country.
State of California. The state of California, people say, why do you live in California? People that know me. I mean, people I've known a long time.
Yeah.
Why are you staying in California?
I get
that. And I tell them, I'm not staying in California. I said, I don't live in California. I live in Northern California, and it's different.
It is.
Oh, so what's different there? I said, well, not a lot, but our attitude's different because we have to live under the onerous rules of California.
But on a day-to-day basis, there's a whole lot of what goes on in the state of California that really does not impact us. I mean, yeah, we got the homeless problem. We got some of that stuff, but we don't have the extreme traffic. We don't have
we're not going to move out of Northern California.
Nah.
It's too nice up here. The people are great, my idea of a black, remember Black Lives Matter, the big protest that went on. You know what? Redding should be a primer for every other city in this nation about how to have, you know, that Black Lives Matter and the counter protesters there with the street between them, the cops there in between them. But there were no incidents. There were no fights. There were, you know, people might have said things. I don't like you. I don't like you. Okay, there may have been that. But there were no fights. There were nothing. They all got together and marched. And then the following Sunday, all these people in the park together, no police. And it was a protest. It was something to bring attention to what happened. And there was no violence. Nothing broke. No windows. Nobody raced down the streets trying to set things on fire. It didn't happen. And yet, everything you read about Northern California from Southern California and New York newspapers is, they're on the verge. They're on the verge of civil rebellion. Everybody's armed. They're taking guns into the media. I mean, it's
I love
so
it.
Ridiculous.
All of this stuff that's coming
out. I hope they keep writing that. You know why?
Well, maybe nobody will come up here, and that's a good
that's
thing.
That's
the want
reason.
All of it.
Oh, you don't want to come up here? Oh, no, it's crazy up here. Everybody's got guns. People are openly carrying assault weapons out there.
It's really dangerous because you can just walk down the street and I always think that I feel comforted when I'm in certain areas and a lot of people and I can look through a crowd and I can spot half a dozen people that I know are packing. Well, and I always think I feel really safe knowing that all those qualified people are there protecting me.
So what am I
happens.
Doing today after the show?
Yeah.
I'm heading out to the Reading Gun Club. I'm setting up targets and I've got ladies coming out to shoot.
There you go.
These are ladies I put through a CCW class over a year ago. And they keep coming out every month or every other month, and they shoot. They do what they're supposed to do. They practice. They practice using that firearm. They practice safety. They practice their shooting. And I use paper plates. I don't use those big targets. I use paper plates for these ladies. And they rip the hell out of them.
Yeah.
You know,
people out there in this community, that's the thing, see?
Yeah. You look at guys, but start looking at these women,
keep
too.
Keep your eyes open, because we're out there.
There's something that happens. Watch those ladies' hands. They're reaching. They're reaching in the purse. They're reaching, you know, they're carrying it on their hip. Watch it for them. And they know how to shoot. And I mean, they shoot well. I mean, I have them doing things like, what happens if somebody comes up close on you? You know, like around the corner, you know, strike, draw, shoot, back up, shoot, back up, shoot. No threat.
How come you only shot 6 times? Because that's all the bullets I have.
Well, then I teach them how to, you know, we go through the reload drills, too. So it makes them happy.
Yeah.
Makes me happy to actually know that people with CCWs are out there practicing.
So if someone had listened to this last section that was from out of the area, they'd believe everything they just heard. About or they just read about this area up here.
Well, hell.
Hey, it is what it is.
It is what it is. You know, we're Northern California.
We believe. We believe in our Constitution and the Second Amendment.
We are a higher life form than they have in Southern California. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials, give Patrick a call. This guy's a pit bull, former 101st Air Assault Infantryman, a former law enforcement officer. He worked for the insurance companies. Decided that's not what he wanted to do. So he's out there helping people. You can give him a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. You're going to need somebody to fight for you if things aren't going right. Insurance companies got lots of lawyers. You need Patrick. Again, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, 530-262-2168. Today, we'll be right back.
I'm ready.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Our summer tribute lineup will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to country to today's pop charts. You are the
Tickets are just $15 each, plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WinRiver.com, or through our Wind River app.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, the last day of June, 7:52 in the morning, and it's about, 65 degrees out there.
It's still nice and crisp looking for just a high today of 95. Very comfortable.
Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof. If you're looking for a second opinion on investments, 401s, your insurance plans, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 530-221-0441. Okay, I asked Liam, what's your definition of... Liam, you ready? What's your definition of a woman?
Someone with... the lady bits.
Yeah, the lady bits. I like that. You know, lady bits, lady parts. Not so fast, young man. You know what? It's
well, we were just talking about the documentary that's out on Daily Wire that went around asking what is a woman all over the United States and all over actually over in I'm trying to remember where they went to Israel. They went to a couple
Africa.
That's where they went. And if you haven't watched that documentary, I'm just encouraging everybody to do it because it really gives a clear picture of the stuff that our children are being educated to, this is rampant throughout the United States.
Yeah.
And
if
you listen to some of these psychologists, I mean, you're just not going to believe. You think you know what's going on, but you really need to watch that documentary.
You know, one of the things I don't understand, I mean, I can understand that, you get up and, a little bit older, but when you start letting 5 and 6 year olds make decisions about whether they're a male or female, you read things where teachers are saying, this is your, this is your stuffed animal. Is it a she, he, a she, her, he, him, or something else. And they're 5 years old and 6 years old. They, you know, they get confused about just what they're looking for. And this one mom said, can I get a copy of the curriculum of my, of this school? And they, no, they didn't want to. But then they said, fine, it's going to cost you $7,800 for a copy. $7,800. That's how they're getting around not giving out the curriculum in some of these schools.
Well, and the issue,
and nobody can pay, you know, nobody, the average person can't pay that.
But Carl, they don't have a class that says this is what they're teaching. They do it through math problems, through geography problems, through history problems. The word stories are all this education stuff that they're slipping in there that you can't identify.
Well, here's the thing. You can't smoke. You can't drink. You can't buy a gun. You can vote at age 18. And yet at 5 and 6, we're letting kids. And now here's the thing is, the parents must be sick. They must be sick to do something like this. To allow a child to make, and then from there, they've introduced a bill that says any doctor who performs sex reassignment surgery on children can be held liable.
That ought to cut down.
Can
on
be
it.
Held liable for lawsuits that come 4 or 5 years later,
yep,
when the kids realize that, oh, or the parents realize what they've done to their kids, because it goes right back to the parents. Goes right back to the parents.
But they're trying to pass legislation. I don't remember whether it's in the state of California or what, but anyway, where your birth certificate does not identify your gender. No longer identifies whether you're a boy or a girl. Gender neutral.
Well, you know what? But here's what some of the sports organizations are doing. Like that woman Leah Thomas, the swimming organization, the International Swimming Organization, said men cannot biological males cannot compete against women, and they're doing it
unless they started their transition at like 5 years old or something.
It's something like that.
Yeah, very low.
But, and then it says, but they've also done it in things like rugby, handball. They're doing it in all these major organizations that says that you can't compete because you've got a 6'3", 220-pound person that was a male until they were 19 competing against women in the field in rugby, and they're hurting people. I mean, how do you stop that person? So,
What's going on? These young girls that have worked their entire life, I mean, they've been in athletics since they were 4 and 5 years old. They've planned this whole thing. They're on the way to the Olympics. They're on the way to a swimming champion, a soccer championship, whatever. And some guy comes in dressed like a girl and takes all of their credit away. They don't qualify for anything. They've wasted all of this time because some transgender person comes in and wins all of the trophies. And absolutely not
as,
even.
It's one of the results, by the way, of all of this, of the wokeness that's coming into the military.
Yeah. Oh,
recruiting
so
is
much,
way
is,
down.
My
Marine Corps
coming out with the armies in that right now.
The army's in deep trouble.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, it was already tough enough because 25% of the people just don't qualify. Just don't qualify anymore. 25% of those who wanted to join the army don't qualify because of they can't pass the ASVAB, the mental test, or they are so hopelessly out of shape, overweight,
diabetic, or
they've got a drug history.
Yeah.
So that's 25%. And then you have other people. My Marine Corps puts out not an ad, but a notice, and it shows a helmet with the rainbow color cartridges on the helmet, and says we welcome diversity. And I'm kind of like, now when you join the Marine Corps, there's a certain mindset there, right? You join the Marines because you know it's going to be hard. You know it's going to be, you know, first to fight and all that. And I'm damn proud of the Marine Corps. But this ad or this thing they put out, how many people took a look at that and said, I don't think so. Maybe not. Just, I mean, you know, so how many diverse people are you going to have join the military as opposed to people who are non-diverse that join the military? And they see something like that. There's no way that it's going to be made up. So you know, when you see things like that, it's just tougher for recruiters out there. And it's always tough for recruiters.
You know, Carl, I think a lot of us are so... myself, I don't have those prejudices. I never have practiced them. I don't have a problem with any of the above. Just don't shove it down my throat and make
me stand up and swear
that I support all of this stuff.
Well, you know,
I can't. It's my freedom.
The Marine Corps has always had gays in the military. Always. We knew we had gays. They did their job. There was no witch hunt going on. The only ones I ever discharged for being gay is because they came to me and said, you know, I'm gay, and a couple enlisted, and I had to cut a couple officers. They wanted, you know, I'm gay, and they made that so they left us no choice at that time, and except to say, are you sure? I mean, it's not like everybody didn't know, and. Yeah. No, I want to get out. Never once in any unit was I in did they pursue anybody because they thought they were gay. Yeah. And so this whole thing is...
Pushing everybody to the tipping point.
What they're doing is they're pushing people into factions where you don't get a choice and except to leave.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to run. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Redding Rancheria join us.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
At a news conference closing out the NATO summit, Mr. Biden accusing the Supreme Court of outrageous behavior, striking down Roe versus Wade, and he is once again blaming Vladimir Putin for skyrocketing gas and food prices. Mr. Biden also announcing another $800 million in aid for Ukraine, saying that Russia's invasion has united the NATO allies. Kentucky's near-total ban on abortion was triggered by the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade ruling, but temporarily blocked by a judge. The big rig tragedy in San Antonio, the deaths of 53 illegal immigrants and the sweltering trailer of an 18-wheeler, is prompting action.
Today I'm announcing that Texas is going to add additional truck checkpoints.
Governor Greg Abbott saying the goal is to reduce the chances of this kind of tragedy repeating itself. On this final trading day of the second quarter, stocks deep in the red. Right now, the Dow is down by 378 points, the NASDAQ off 204 points, and the S&P 50 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Chinese leader Xi Jinping arrives by train in Hong Kong to mark a major anniversary.
Supporters mass out at the train station, waving Chinese and Hong Kong flags, chanting, "Welcome, welcome, warm welcome," as Xi Jinping arrives. The Chinese leader is in Hong Kong ahead of the 25th anniversary of the British handover and after a two-year transformation bringing the city more tightly under Communist Party control. It's Xi's first trip outside of mainland China in nearly 2.5 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Sweden's central bank raising a key interest rate by 0.5 percentage point today to combat rapidly rising inflation and price hikes that are spreading through the economy. The bank says it decided to raise the policy rate to 0.75%. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Police in Virginia call it a tragedy on many levels.
Police say an 18-month-old boy was accidentally left in a vehicle for hours and died on Tuesday. They say when his father found him, he carried the child inside his home and then went outside into the woods and shot and killed himself. Chesterfield County Police Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Hensley says police were in touch with the child's mother and relatives, who reported that the boy had not been dropped off at daycare and may be in danger. Police also learned that the boy's father was at his home talking about suicide. Responding officers found the body of the boy inside the home and the man dead in the woods behind the house, apparently having shot himself, say police. I'm Rita Foley.
Watching Wall Street, the sell-off rolls on this hour. The S&P is down 55 points, while the Dow is off 396 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 30th of June, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm. I have interchangeable producers, though I love every one of them. It's National Handshake Day. So, I wonder if there's a National High Five Day. There's got to be.
There's a National Everything Day now.
Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. It's 66 degrees in downtown Ready, still nice and cool. We're looking for a high today of 95, all sunny and clear, low tonight at 65. On Friday, a high of 95 and a low of 65. Saturday night, Saturday, sunny and a high of 91. Saturday night, partly cloudy, a low of 63. On Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 83. Sunday night, a slight chance of showers.
Now, I realize that being the selfish people Anderson are, that you would wish there wasn't going to be rain on Sunday.
We'd hope not. Just a little reminder that, you know, the Anderson explodes on Friday night, or on on July 3rd, on Sunday night. That's funded by the community. A lot of fundraising goes on, and a lot of activity and work goes on to present that. And if it up and rains, that's just that. I mean, it's not like somebody gave us the money to put that on. We worked really hard to raise it. So we all got to get everybody out there doing the no rain dance and put that off till next week sometime. And on Monday, sunny and a high of 86 and a low of 63, and it's going to be nice weather all next week in the 80s, high 80s and low 90s, so a little reprieve from that 100-degree stuff. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Many of the 4th of July fireworks celebrations across the country are being canceled. And you think, whoa, what? Well, the problem is, the supply lines. They can't get the fireworks. The slowdown in the supplies coming in from, and I imagine most fireworks are made in China. It's, they can't get in the fireworks. And some of it is personnel to work it.
Yep.
So, you know, we're very fortunate.
And in another area, there's some the high fire danger.
And it could be. And we've had that happen here before.
Yeah.
But we have two great celebrations. We have Anderson Explodes and, of course, the Freedom Celebration on July 4th down at the Civic.
Yeah. Two great celebrations.
Yeah, right there. And there's no reason not to be able to, you know, go to one or even both of those. They're both the one in the Civic, of course, is free. And
as is
thousands.
And Anderson.
And I want to remind everybody that the Colt 45s are having a game that day, and that night, I should say. And if you come to the game, bring your chairs and blankies, and after the game, just go on out into the outfield and find your place, or stay in the stands, whatever you want. and watch the fireworks from right there. It's a great observation point. And after it's over, you just walk out, get into your car, and you drive home. You're not stuck in any traffic. So that's 4th of July. And I'm going to give away tickets right now, a four-pack of Colt 45 tickets. They're good for any game this year, but you can use them this weekend, of course, for the Colt 45 games and on the 4th of July. So whoever calls 605-4567 is going to get a four-pack of tickets. Now, after all that, we're here with Maria Roscoe. Good morning.
Good morning.
Redding Rancheria.
Yes.
I regularly, you know, I can't say it's regularly scheduled, except it's going to be, you know, once a month we have Redding Rancheria here because you guys are
doing something all busy. The time.
Yeah.
Is it Thursdays or is it just any day?
Any day one of us isn't, you know, traveling the world.
Now everybody's on vacation over there.
Yeah.
Who's running the place? Obviously you.
No, no. That'd be scary. No, it's not me. We have plenty here still.
You know, people are going to want to know what's happening in the course of the law side of it, but, Maria and I have talked that because it's legal events. That you're not going to talk about that, and Tracy can't be here. So the only thing we're going to say from what was a release, if you don't mind me saying this, is that, yeah, now they're into the, what phase is that they call that?
The environmental.
I'm sorry?
The environmental impacts.
Well, that, but also.
In the lawsuit.
Well, right now we're in litigation.
It's still in litigation. Can't talk about it. But they're into the court found for Redding Rancheria. Now you're into that. I don't know if it's called
more discovery.
Mitigation or whatever it is that what's going to happen because of the ruling in the court. So you're in that phase right now.
We are in that phase.
And there's a piece out that Tracy did just recently where she did an interview that you can refer to get the released information.
Yeah, you can go to the Redding Rancheria's Facebook page. She currently did an interview with Indian Country Today. So she talks about as much as she can talk about right now since we're still in litigation.
Litigation. Okay.
So I invite everybody to do that because this is an important thing in our community, and I would rather that people have, rather than speculate, which we tend to do and build on what's happening and this and that, if you go to this page and you look at that, then you can get the factual information that has been released to this point rather than make it up.
Right.
Or think you know things.
Yes.
Sometimes that's
what I always encourage people
to
try to actually listen to the people who said it even more than what the paper says about what they said, because that's not always totally factual, unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah, so if you go to Redding Rancheria's page, I'm looking at it right now, it's on the June 27th post on that. You also have, I'm trying to find it again, I just went by it. The fact is you have cheap gas, but the 2022 powwow dancing and sewing schedule going. What is that?
So Jack is the head of the cultural department, and we hold the powwow every year around October. So it'll be September 30th through October 2nd. And it's the chance for any of the kids or adults who want to participate in the powwow that haven't made the regalia yet, that they can go, and they're actually teaching them not only how to make their regalia of what they wear, but how to dance, powwow dance.
You know, and that is, again, passing on from before, sharing. These dances go back a century or more.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, the only place you're going to get it or to see the way it was done is through the center there to teach kids how to dance.
Yep.
And then how to sew the costumes.
The regalia.
The regalia.
Yes.
Well, yes, the regalia. There's a difference, a big difference. I'm sorry. It's my first
the
apology.
The authentic
that
dress.
That was my first apology of the week, by the way, the authentic dress.
Regalia.
And when's it going to be?
September 30th through October 2nd.
And what is that? I mean, if people haven't been to it or really know about it, what does that entail?
The powwow is a way to educate the community about the tribes that are here. We also invite tribes all over the United States. We've had them from Canada, and they come and showcase their style of dance. And there's all sorts of styles of dance. They compete. They just get together to be able to talk about what's going on in their part of the country. It's a good way for both to come together and realize, hey, these people have been here a long time. This is what they do, and they're showing us their culture, which is inviting them in because, you know, way back, they not very trusting, apparently, of not only the government, but just, you know, of you know, being scared of being Indian. So now these folks, where I believe it's our 30th powwow, if Jack would know that. Hi, Jack. But yeah, it's
beautiful.
It's amazing to see the little kids ask the other little kids, you know, why do you wear that, or where are you from? What nation are you from? And it's evolved. It's amazing.
If you've never attended one of these events, and I haven't in a few years, but I did in the past, and it's absolutely mesmerizing to walk around and see all of the different activities that are going on. Everyone is so informative and willing to share the information about what you're seeing and why you're seeing it. I just can't encourage people enough to take the opportunity to go and just wander through and learn, because there's just so much, and it's beautiful. It's really just fascinating to watch everything that's going on.
And it's just not the same. I mean, you have fancy dancers, you have
so much diversity
going
on.
Elders dancing, yeah, and they're showcasing where they're from. So you can tell, you know, the ones that are the big fancy dancers that mm-hmm. are very well coordinated, that they have a wife who helped coordinate them. So, you know, back in the day, you can tell who.
We all have wives
you know,
that do that.
Yeah. We can tell who's married and not married is the point.
Oh, really?
It really.
You know, but there's also, there's dances for different seasons, you know, isn't there? I mean, like for the hunting.
They dance for
everything
that you,
that
know,
you can imagine.
Healing.
Yeah, we'll ask them to dance for no rain this weekend.
Yeah. I'm not going to ask them to do that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We can't do that.
I mean, we helped it. I think we're a $5,000 sponsor for that, so we do hope that. But if there was a little rain prior, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can get it that morning.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
Saturday night. How about Saturday night?
Kind of dampen things down so it looks really nice and clear up the skies. We do, you know.
And then come back Tuesday.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. They've been in this location for like 100 years. Now, I don't think they were washing horses, but they could have been washing Model Ts. Who knows? But Quick and Clean Car Wash. This is a great place to get your car washed or truck. It comes out looking sparkling clean. They've got really super people that work there that when you come out of the brushless wash, and they take clean towels and wipe off your vehicle, and they're pleasant, and they smile. This is a great place to get your car washed. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or you buy 10, you get 3 free at Quick and Clean Car Wash. We'll be right back.
Don't make it bad. Take a sad song.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 50.
1891 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by one of Trisha's favorite places to visit,
absolutely.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Yes.
The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Good people there.
It's like a candy store.
They've got it all. They've got everything you can imagine in jewelry at very fair prices. Super. It's a super store and nice people. 2225 Hilltop Drive. We're here with Maria Orozco from Reading Rancheria. And again, it's, people could listen to what happens during the breaks because we don't talk about anything that you would think we're talking about. It's just something else. But one of the things we talked about when we came out that has, I'm not sure if it has to do specifically with the Rancheria, but people seem to be settling down in our community here. I mean, we were at such loggerheads with each other.
The election brought out a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, it did. But I think things are kind of starting to settle. And people are starting to, you know, take a deep breath.
Well, and I think that's what needs to happen. I made the comment that I've had conversations in the last week with people from all diverse ideas about politics in Shasta County. And interestingly enough, we've been able to discuss several different issues with people that they'd go, you were talking to so, you know what I'm saying? But we were able to do that, smile, thank the other person for the good conversation and walk away. I'm hoping that's a trend because we're all in one community here. We have some things we agree with on both sides of all of these issues. And we all know what they are. I mean, there's the big elephant in the room over all kinds of things in the community that we're very divided about. We need to just get over ourselves and accept the reality that we're all going to live in this community. We need to make it work and stop being so dogmatic.
Maria's
shaking her head. She's nodding her head.
When you say for the when you have the powwow that Native Americans come in from Canada and from all over the United States, and you talk about things there, are there big differences between the Canadian tribes and our you know the lower 48?
I think each has an issue. Okay. Something that somebody is trying to, whether they're trying to take it away or, you know, get land back, language back, keep sovereignty. I think it's we're at a point where Indian country is all together. We work together. We talk together because most people are having, again, the same issues. And I think it's great. The camaraderie between ourselves is fantastic. Now, whether it be local, it might be a little leery, but there's apparent reasons why. But, you know, we're still doing what we're doing. We're still, you know, giving back. I am in charge of the social media, so I read all of the messages that we get back, and
it's been
pretty positive feedback that the people, once they've were educated and learned exactly what happened, how long they've had the land, how the trust process happens, about sovereignty, people are realizing that that's their land. Let them do what they want with it, and hands down, just it's neat to see how somebody will go on there and say, you know, but it is a strawberry field and hasn't been worked and it, you know, whatnot. But they don't realize that the tribe bought that about 20 years ago from the city. And we've held so many.
And that land, by the way, was open for anybody to buy.
And you're right. It's referred to as a strawberry field. Mm-hmm. I do that and everybody, sometimes the new people go, What are you talking about? Yeah. I said, that piece of property has been the strawberry field. That's how we identify it forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've seen, you know, renderings and different things and visions, and it's just going to be gorgeous. Just cannot wait to groundbreak on and ribbon cut on that baby.
And there's this is like a, this isn't something that's going to start next year, even if everything goes through. I mean, this is like a 5 years, probably, maybe sooner, and then you could break ground.
It all depends on how everything works out from here on out.
Yeah.
Have you noticed a change, and again, this may be above your pay grade here, in the Department of Interior, in the Bureau of Indian Affairs, since the new people are in there?
I appreciate the new people that are in there because she is a Native American, and she is fighting for her land in Arizona. So
yeah, I mean, she was a congresswoman
very active
from there. So she knows how it works.
She sure does.
In D.C.
She does. She's doing great.
So we always say that elections have consequences. So interestingly enough, you could speculate that things might be different had President Trump been reelected. And she not been appointed under the Biden administration. Certainly, there are elections have consequences.
They do. They do. We just need to get out there and vote. I mean, locally, seeing the numbers that didn't vote.
48% of the people voted in the primary, which was about the same number as the last primary.
Well, and I always go through the fact that those are the people that are actually registered to vote, and we have a whole ton of people that are eligible to register that don't even register to vote, and then of those registered, you get at best 50% of them to turn out. It's appalling.
They said 48% of the registered voters voted.
And
let me tell you, in June 7th, I mean, you cannot say you did not know what was going on because, and one of the things that people notice is that we expanded our commercial breaks a minute and a half to be able to get in, I mean, during our show, to be able to get in all the spots that were being run, and we were just like everybody else in the media around here, plus the signs, plus the forums. I mean, there were so many. I mean, everybody, there wasn't a person in Shasta County that did not have an opportunity
to find out.
To find out.
And if you don't vote and you're not part of the process and you're part of the problem and you don't have a right to complain.
There you go. No, that's true. You know, if you didn't vote, don't.
Don't bother me with your opinions.
I agree. Show me your
show me your I voted button.
Well, that's why we vote on the day. I mean, everybody gets I vote, you know, even in the mail. But when we vote the day of. Take our little ballots down there and fill it out. Feed them into the machine and hear that little burp, you know, afterwards. And it's kind of like, yeah, it's cool. But I understand voting by mail, that some people don't like that, but we've been doing that in Shasta County a long time.
But absentee ballots and voting by mail are two different things.
But we've been voting by mail in Shasta County for decades. I mean, we have, and the vast majority of people, when they get to, you know, they've asked for those ballots, they get them and they mail them back in, or they drop them off that day. This is something not new. The fact is, the state of California now is force feeding it to everybody, is new. But Shasta County has for a long time voted by mail. So, anyway, we have to take a break. We're here with Maria Roscoe from Redding Rancheria. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, been here 15 years, and it's kind of a surprise to me. I thought it was not that old. 15 years is not old, but
they came into business at the same time you did.
Yeah, about the same time. And we're both doing well. Cornerstone Community Bank's got four branches now, ranging from Red Bluff to Anderson and two right here in town. And they've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. When I see my tickets are $60 plus fees.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-2win.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burn barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Armadillos keep digging little holes in my backyard. And every time I'm barefoot, it makes it really hard. When that sun goes down, they can all be found setting little traps back there. Armadillos are so rude. Armadillos, they don't care.
Welcome back. What was that song?
It's Armadillos Keep Digging Little Holes in My Backyard.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard it?
I have.
It's so funny.
It is. And, you know, people that are in armadillo country, you don't realize how destructive these little animals are. They dig, and so people try to put a fence down like 2 feet below the, you know, below the surface to try and keep armadillos out. And armadillos can dig 2 feet in like 1 minute, and they'll come into the yards and they graze and they'll eat everything that you have out there. And it's, you know, people have battles with armadillos.
That wasn't the song though. That was Amarillo's by Morning.
It was a cover.
No, it's Amarillo by Morning, not Armadillos.
That's what I'm saying. Wasn't that what the song was he was playing, though?
It's a cover of the song. It's Armadillos Keep Digging Little Holes in My Backyard.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway. you haven't driven in Texas unless you see a dead armadillo on the road.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, little armored vehicles. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
And you just never know what we're going to talk about on this show.
This portion of the show.
We're getting a lot of facial expressions from Maria this morning. We need more comments.
Yeah.
It's brought to you by Cypress Square Barber Shop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. The greatest place to get a haircut in town, in my opinion. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. They work by appointments only at 530-244-9478. You don't have to wait in line, just come in there, get your hair cut, wander out, or you can just sit in there like I do sometimes and listen to what's going on.
Soak up the environment.
Soak up the ambiance.
The ambiance.
There.
Yes.
It's that certain je ne sais quoi that the barbers have, Tim and Logan. Okay, we're here with Maria
again
Roscoe.
With the facial expression.
Yeah, I know. We're here with Maria Roscoe, and she's assured me that I haven't offended her. Now, one of the things that Reading Rancheria, of course, is well known for is how you help our community. Community clinics that you all have taken, I think at last time I heard, 6,000 or 7,000 patients on Medicaid, Medicare, which gives them a doctor, keeps them out of the emergency rooms.
It's growing, yeah. Glenn is doing presentations to the local Rotaries about the Health Village that's coming soon. So that's just across the creek, the Lowry property. There'll be this nice big bridge that we can walk over, and it's going to be amazing.
Now, what's the Health Village going to do?
The Health Village is going to basically be the hub of where everything is for Glenn's items for the RRT, the Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Systems.
Uh-huh.
And I believe there's going to be a tribal court and all sorts of other things that'll be inside that building.
A tribal court?
Mm-hmm. They need a bigger tribal court.
Let's talk about tribal court.
Okay.
Can we talk about that?
We can.
I've heard of it. Mm-hmm. So can you tell people a little bit about tribal court?
The Reading Rancheria has a tribal court, and it directly impacts family law. So we have our attorney, we have a judge, everything goes down down in the ding.
Yep.
Time's up.
No, that was just her. So everything that can be handled in-house is handled in-house then?
That we can handle.
That you can handle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this has to do with issues that arise from within the tribe.
Yep, members.
Tribal members.
Family
tribal.
Law.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, we talked about the powwow coming up, but you also have the community.
We do. And going back into what we've done lately, the Reading Rancheria Tribal Government just sponsored and fully decorated a home for a family through FaithWorks. So they just did that yesterday.
Wow.
They've been buying things here and there, and just to make that family feel, you know, that that's their home. They were so
proud. Homeless. They were homeless, or they were just what?
FaithWorks helps those who are lower income, veterans, and people with the social economic needs.
Right.
So, yeah.
Just helps them get established in this. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
Maria, I want to jump back just a minute to the health services, because I constantly run into people in the community who are unaware that the health services sponsored and provided by the Rancheria are not just for Indian families.
The Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center is Native American, but it's Native American and any person that lives or resides in your home. So, and all employees,
mm-hmm,
and their families. So that's not right. And then Churn Creek and Central Valley and Trinity Health Care all are open to Partnership Health and Medi-Cal. And they were asked to open these facilities because there's an abundance of people who needed health care. And it's
like, we, you know,
and I don't think that
Lynn,
the average person is not aware that
this is open for anybody.
It's open, mm-hmm, for anyone.
Yeah.
To receive those services.
Yeah, and the services that they provide are exactly what anybody else would.
Exactly.
But we have a recovery center that they can go to. We have diabetes prevention. I mean, we can x-ray. We can do pretty much everything there. So.
And these centers don't have co-pays.
PRC folks, we don't have.
Right.
And actually, any of them, I believe, when you go there, they don't have a copay.
I don't think they have that.
Mm-hmm.
And you get what it does is that people that are on Medicaid or in these plans that didn't have doctors would go to emergency rooms.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only doctors they have. So now we're talking about 6,000-7,000 people that are being seen at the centers, and you just opened the newest one, of course, up in Trinity, up in Weaverville. It takes in that part of the community that needs that type of assistance.
An insured population, basically.
Yeah, essentially is what it is. And you all get reimbursed by, of course, Medicaid or the health plan they're in. But it's an ability. It gives good medical care for those who ordinarily would not see a doctor. So
yeah, when you go and you visit as a patient, you don't even know you're in a tribal. I mean, you're not in a health. You know, I'm not in a doctor's office. It's just like family from when you say hello to the person at the front,
yeah,
who admits you, and then go back there and everybody just, you know,
they just
gets
take care
of business, but they do, yeah, it in a way that just makes you feel so comfortable.
So with the new, going back to the new Health Village, though, it's going to be, how large is this going to be? we talking?
Glenn has the specs on that, but it's gorgeous.
Uh-huh. And like you said, that there's going to be everything from physical fitness to any type of follow-on help, daycare, all those kind of things.
Yeah. And will this be exclusively for the tribal people, or it will be
open for everybody?
Really? Now, see, I was not clear on that.
We just need to continue to let people know to at least check about which one of these services are available to the entire community.
Yeah, I understand it's going to be holistic training, too. It's not just something out of a medical textbook. There's going to be the holistic
side. They're
going to
have different ways of treatment.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was open to everybody, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's going to be interesting. We're here with Maria Roscoe from Ready Rancheria. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Keep rolling, 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 though the strings are swollen. Keep them doggies rolling.
I'm just kidding, because he...
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit readingcivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit readingcivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Just keep your eyes on me. I said, you're holding back. She said,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here
in the
studio. We all
just got a little bit of exercise.
I did.
It's right. We all danced here. We're all dancing to that. I play that every day. This is the last song of the break. Every day. And people, if you haven't noticed that, because I really like that song.
Yeah.
And if I hear that much, I don't have to listen to it the rest of the day. So, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Tomorrow morning, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is going to join us, and I can't wait. Cannot wait to hear his take on what's going on.
I'm anxious to hear about what he's got to say about the latest hearings on the January 6th thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because they thought they had this whole, I mean, this is going to put it away. They come out, blah, blah, blah. And that is just blowing up in their face right and left.
I know.
It's like, I want
to hear what he says about the SCOTUS rulings.
Lots going on
now,
everywhere.
One of the things that we did this week, and Maria Roscoe from Red Rancheria is with us here. Thank you so much, Maria. Yesterday I had a lady on from California Water Authority.
Yes.
And it was a wonderful show. And if you didn't hear it yesterday, go to our archives and listen to it. This lady has so much information about water and the programs going on in California and what we're facing right now and during this drought and more. It was eye-opening. I felt like I looked it up and I had questions and all this, but I just barely touched on this. And she said she'd come back on again.
Water is such a huge issue.
Yeah.
In the state of California, it's.
Yeah.
Water is life.
It is life. And, you know, the fact is that you get down in the sand, I think it was San Joaquin Valley. I mean, these people are, we're in danger here in our state.
Well, you don't even have to go to San Joaquin Valley.
Well, but I mean losing the agriculture. Yeah. And then you look at the Asset Canal for the first time in 100 years, no water.
Anybody in Shasta County, you need to take, if you're familiar with that area, take a drive down Balls Ferry Road, out in around the area down in there. Make you cry.
You know,
and it's just early in the season.
I would say, well, that really doesn't have a lot to do with Rain Rancheria, but that's not true either. we're talking about the ability to move forward in our state and our economy. And you know, frankly, California's got twice as many people as they should for the water resources.
Yep.
So anyway, let's talk about the community fund dinner. One of our, as you know, favorite events of the year because it's you all are have awarded grants to businesses, and not just businesses, but
nonprofits
and everything. And can we talk about this? It's coming up in...
We just had our spring grant round, and we gave to, American Red Cross, Anderson Police Department, Bernie Fire, Castella Fire, Columbia Elementary, Community Explodes, Faith Works, Fall River Valley Fire. There were a lot of fire requests, and we sure got those done. Happy Valley Fire.
Well, yeah, you can imagine that because people need new equipment. They need extra equipment, and the fire season this year is just getting started.
It's going to be
now. This kind of culminates
the Veterans Museum.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So this kind of culminates, though, in the community fund soiree. And when's that going to be?
So back in 2002, which would make this year's Ready Rancher Community Fund dinner 20 years.
20 years.
It was started a way of we wanted to thank those organizations who applied for grants. Back when, it wasn't really easy to sell a casino, which I was in marketing. So we're like, and I was handling all the charitable contributions. And I said, you know, I kind of need help. So we got the Shasta Regional Community Foundation in, and they did all the legwork, and we were able to have an advisory committee and meet and whatnot. So for 20 years, we've been granting to the any organization in Shasta and Trinity County to apply. And each year, again, for thanking them for the next year, we invite them back for a dinner to celebrate with them and to give out a couple of other gifts because we saw that they needed a little bit more, or that to us we were just, wow, we love them. You know, let's give them some more money so they can finish their project, or, you know, whatever they needed to do. They don't have to designate where that gift goes. So it is a dinner that is sold out. It has been sold out for a month. I think that was the quickest we've done. So now we're just logistically, I would love it outside. People loved it last year, but I don't know what we're going to do, whether it's going to be inside or out, because you never know with the fires or.
That's true.
You know.
But it's an opportunity because there's a theme night.
Yes, and this year Cruella. So, I mean, if you watch the movie Cruella, there's any way that you could dress up in the most beautiful newspaper dress because she adds chiffon to it or does whatever, or you mm-hmm. could, you know, she has a mask that's all glittery with glittered lips. I mean, you could just go all out on this.
And so you can imagine, because we have managed here at KCNR to, we've won the costume contest.
Several times,
but then KIXE has started really, really pushing us, but which to me is not fair because they have a costume department. But then again, so do we, I guess.
Yeah, Linda.
Oh my gosh, you know, but it's such a great time, and people dress up. I mean, I dress up, and one time we came in there as, you know, the Batman. Oh my gosh, every character in Batman you can imagine was at our table, including the Penguin, who took like 4 hours to get her ready to show up. And but it's a great time. Are you going to have your own dance troupe again this year?
No, I am aiming for a 70s band, cover band.
Okay.
And I have them in my head, and we haven't heard a yes or no yet. So they're the ones I want.
Okay. But it's a great night, and the place is full. And
and all monies
yeah.
goes right back into the community fund for more
yeah.
ways to give. Yeah.
So it's a great time. Mm-hmm. And with us, you just have to be, if you want to sit at our table, you just have to say you're going to get dressed up.
Yep.
And we're going to put everything on you. One year, I went in with Gary back when he was still with the tribe. And and they spray painted our faces white.
Well, what were you?
I cannot remember now.
The Joker?
No, I don't remember why. Yeah, it might have had something to do with that.
The Joker, because we had you upstairs watching you being painted.
Yeah, they sprayed this white, it's face paint. They spray on you. And you would think, okay, that'll come off.
Not so bad.
Well, the major part comes off, but then you've got it around your eyes and in your ears. I mean, the next day I looked like a raccoon. I'm in there scrubbing it with a toothbrush, and every stroke I said, "Thank you, Maria."
Yeah, thank you,
Maria.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you, Maria.
You guys looked so good, though.
We did.
I mean,
we did.
Throughout all of them, each year has been crazy because the vendors just already respond a year in advance, hey, we want to come back. What are we going to wear?
Yeah, yeah. Well, some of them start planning.
Yeah, and the silent auction.
Oh,
yeah. Are you going to get this? And are you going to get this brand? And
yeah, it's a great time. And it's a great time. Everybody has a super time. And it's for a great cause.
Yes.
So I think that's one of the reasons that people enjoy it, because it is for a great cause. And I've got to give a big shout out to Ready Rancheria for the Marine Corps. We have our Marine Corps ball there, and after 2 years, we're having it back there again. And we expect that it could be a lot bigger this year. It's always pretty full. But
after having not been able to have it, everything is great numbers in all the events.
Yeah, we got a great speaker, a young man from right here in Reading, a Marine that fought through Fallujah, was wounded while he was fighting there. Chad's going to be just a great speaker, Chad Nielsen. And but we so much appreciate you all taking care of us there. You know, you bend over backwards to help us have that ball there.
We have a great group sales and banquet department. I mean, anytime you want to have a party, have it at Wind River, because they pretty much do everything for you, and you just get your invite list and show up.
That's pretty much true.
Yeah.
And then everybody gets the free slot play, too. And Linda last time walked out and won $175.
See, I love that.
Yeah, so do I. You know, she got $10 a slot play and walked out with $175 after that. And she walks back in, and we were finishing up there at the Safari Club International. And she says, "Here you go." Because she had bought a lot of stuff that night.
Well, I'm going to have to talk to her about why was she turning it over to you.
Well, I don't think she gave it all to me.
Oh, okay.
$20.
Anything else Rain Rancheria is doing? I mean, we got all these events. You did a tremendous amount during helping businesses, gave out a lot of money to help businesses during the COVID thing. But you've got
what do you got coming up?
You've got the powwow. You've got the dinner. Anything else happening?
Yeah. So the Reading Rancheria's Tribal Health System and the Reading Rancheria are hosting every year our annual Discover Health Reading Fair. Now, that's a free event open for anybody from 9 to 2 Wednesday on August 3rd. You can get health screenings from blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, your cholesterol, a pre-screen for diabetes. Kids' activities are up in a room. They have powwow dancing to show people, and it's all – we have vendors from every –
health organization around here.
Just health.
And when is this?
August 3rd.
Yes. August 3rd, 9 to 2. And it's located in at the Wind River Eagle Room, Wind River Event Center, Reading Rancheria Quad, and Reading Rancheria.